You are listening to the Lenten Devotional from Ashes to Easter, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Dearly beloved brothers and sisters, it gives me a great joy to come to you with another devotional from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, starting from verse 7. Therefore Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it in full or in abundance. It is just an incredible scripture. And this scripture is stuck in my mind with something that I clearly remember. One day, I was preaching in Johannesburg, South Africa. And as soon as I was done preaching in Johannesburg, South Africa, I had to take a plane and fly to Kampala, Uganda. But on the way from the city of Johannesburg to the airport, a small mission congregation in the western part of Johannesburg invited me to preach. I told them that the time was tight and I don't have much time, but they insisted. And I went and visited this congregation and I preached from the Gospel of John chapter 10, verse 10. The thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I have come to give you life and life in abundance. And the name of that congregation was renamed to Abundant Life Congregation. And I still have a strong relationship and a very strong ties with that congregation. They consider themselves as a mission post of the North American Lutheran Church in Johannesburg. Dearly beloved brothers and sisters, Jesus says, I come to give you life. You know, our life is filled with advertisements and commercials and promotions that we listen. We are bombarded with so many promises throughout the day. Politicians, physicians, counselors, institutions, universities, banks, investment companies, everybody is promising us to give us something. But Jesus is not promising us to give us something. He is promising to give us life. There is no one or no institution, no corporation, no government, no entity promises us life. And Jesus says, I will give you life. But there is one question. What kind of life is Jesus going to give me? Is he going to bring that life from a river or from an ocean, from the sky, from the rain, from plants or from animals? What kind of life is Jesus going to give me? The answer is very simple. He is giving me his own life, his own body, his own blood, his own word, his own spirit, his own promise, his own kingdom. And Jesus gives me life. And that life is life to be lived in abundance. It's not a life to be lived in scarcity or in shortage. It is an overflowing life of faith, an overflowing life of grace, and an overflowing life of compassion and charity. Abundant life. And we have that beautiful congregation, Abundant Life in Johannesburg, as a mission post or as a mission congregation of the North American Lutheran Church. And now our congregations in Dubai, in Abu Dhabi, in Sharjah, with our missionary from the North American Lutheran Church is also called Abundant Life. We believe Jesus gives life wherever he goes, whether it is in South Africa or in Eastern Africa, Ethiopia, or in the Middle East, in Dubai, or in Sharjah, or in Abu Dhabi, or in Jeddah, or in Mecca, or with our missionaries in various parts of the world, in Asia, in China. Jesus promises to give us life. Life in abundance. And that life is His own life. And He gave that life on the cross. And we share that life. We have imparted and we have taken that life into our life. And we are also sent to give that life to the rest of the world. My dearly beloved brothers and sisters, during this devotional today, this is what was stuck on my mind. And there is no one who walked on the planet and on the face of the earth promising to give life apart from Jesus. He is the only one. Promises are made. Maybe promises are kept or promises are broken. But there is one promise that matters more than all promises, and that is the promise of Jesus promising us to give us life. And during this Lenten season, that's what we think and that's what we remember. There is only one thing on our mind, and that is the life-giving promise of Jesus Christ, which was fulfilled on the cross of Golgotha. He gave us life. And we received life. And that life is not only for me. I am not given that life to contain it. But it is an abundant life. It is more than I can contain. It is more than I can control. It is more than I can embody. It is an overflowing life. It gushes out of my mouth in the form of a word. Out of my life in the form of generosity and love. Out of my hands in the form of service. Out of my feet in the form of a mission. Jesus has given us life. And that life is given to us in abundance. And we are sent to share that life with the rest of the world. May God bless you. Let's continue this Lenten journey thinking about this life-giving Lord, whose name is Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.